Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In today's program, I'm flying solo. Dave Ball's got the day off. It's Friday, and as you probably know, the Olympics are in full swing. You might have been one of those 1 billion people who tuned in for the opening ceremony. But I keep my eyes on it, and I love watching what some of the athletes are able to do. And I'm reminded of one of our great competitors named Matt Emmons. And in the 2004 Olympics, Matt was one of our highest probabilities for a gold medal. In fact, two gold medals. He's a sharpshooter, a marksman in the rifle competition. Matt won one gold medal and was on his way to easily cruise to victory in a second gold medal. And something very, very unusual happened. He was so far ahead of the competition that in the final target that he had to hit, he pulled up to the station and all he had to do was hit it and he would have gotten enough points to win the gold medal. And he shot and hit the target, but he had done something that most experts never do. He shot the target in the wrong lane. He was in lane 3, and he hit the target in lane 2, which gave him 0 points for his final station, and he finished in 8th place. A miserable, miserable outcome for someone who was very talented. In fact, he was doing the right activity, and he was skilled at his activity, but he hit the wrong target. And I think there's a correlation to how many of us go about our finances and how we view our finances and how we approach them. And so today I'm going to talk about the right activity in regard to your finances with the right motive. Proverbs 16:2 says, "All a man's ways seem innocent to him." But listen to this. Motives are weighed by the Lord. In other words, the Lord knows why we're doing them. And the why is so important. And he says it in the next verse. If you commit to the Lord whatever you do, your plans will succeed. In other words, if your motive and your purposes center around God's purposes, that's when you succeed. So you can be doing the right activity. Maybe someone has told you that you should get out of debt, but you've got the wrong motive. Maybe someone told you that you should be giving more, but you've got the wrong motive. Maybe someone told you you should be saving more, but you've got the wrong motive. Then you're shooting for the wrong target. And just like Matt Emmons, you'll end up in a very miserable spot. And so today we're going to talk about those motives. When we come back, we'll go through the right activity with the right motive. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking about the right financial activity matched with the right motive. And, you know, recently Howard appeared on a national television program, and his appearance was aired on the website of that television network, and people were able to make comments about his appearance. And Howard started talking about how important it is that God is a part of everything we do when it comes to finances. And one of the first comments posted on their website was, "That's a bunch of baloney. What does God have to do with our money? Managing money is just common sense." And as I've said before, I don't think that's that big of a, that's not an offensive statement coming from someone who doesn't know the Lord, who doesn't know God. But what's tragic to me is that's exactly the way many Christians approach it. They've never been able to understand how to integrate God into their financial decisions. We've stripped God out of it. In fact, when we call God's plan nothing more than common sense, what we've really done is we've taken what He taught us was good for us, and we've embezzled it, and we've called it our own ideas, our own wisdom, our own logic, and we've said it's ours, and God is really irrelevant to our financial decisions. And I think we get into trouble with having maybe the right activity, but we've got totally the wrong motive, and our plans don't succeed because of it. Now, here's a very good example. Suppose you want to be debt-free. That's a great activity. And in fact, God's Word talks a great deal about it. But what's your motive for being debt-free? I think it's wrong to have a motive that you become debt-free in order that you have no master. Okay, now the Lord says that the borrower is servant to the lender. And so you could say, all right, God doesn't want me to be a servant to my lender. Therefore, I'm going to be debt-free in order to have no master above me. And therefore, I can do anything I want by becoming debt-free. Well, that's absolutely inconsistent with the Scripture. He says in Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. So he's making a distinction here that you're going to serve a master. It's not that you're going to be free of a master. You can be debt free, but still be serving money. You have to make a decision that your motive is to serve God so that you will serve one master and it won't be money. So getting debt free has to be done with the right heart attitude and the right motive. Let's keep looking at that motive, because it comes out again in Mark 6, verse 8. The Lord said to his disciples in Mark 6, 8, take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. In other words, God was calling his disciples to go out on a mission and take nothing with them. That's the position that he wants all of us to be in. When God says to go, when God says I want to send you out, when God says I've got something for you to accomplish, I want you to be able to go unencumbered, to be able to go immediately. And that's why we're to serve Him, that our motive is to be free for what He wants to send us to do. And can you imagine one of the disciples saying, well, Lord, that's a great idea and I'd love to go, but I've got this financial bondage. I'm in debt, and I've got to serve my master that is debt. Well, of course, he couldn't go. And so what the Lord is saying is, get yourself in a position where he can spend us. Being debt-free isn't where you can spend anything you want to spend. It's where God can spend us on anything he wants to spend us on. You know a great example of that? I think a great example of that was Mother Teresa. She went with nothing for her journey. Just like the verse says, she took no bread, no bag, no money. She said she would go without anything. Now, Mother Teresa had to be totally debt-free to serve others, because she didn't go to serve her own needs. She went to serve the needs of others. And because of her financial condition, she was able to go without anything and totally trust God that He was leading her to do what he had uniquely called her to do. Now, he's not calling all of us to be Mother Teresa, obviously. But he's calling all of us to be in a situation where we have made financial decisions to be in a position when he says go, you can go, and to do what he wants you to do. That's the right heart motive. You know, we've got a story from one of our online Money Map coaches that illustrates this great joy. One of our coaches is financially free, able to stay at home and volunteer to be a coach to others. Her desire was not to be free to do whatever she wanted to do. It was to be free to do whatever God wanted her to do. And he led this online Money Map coach named Pam to be available to help others. And people who want deeper help than what you get from listening to the program can go online and go to crown.org and ask for a coach that will help you. And Pam has been doing this for some time. She just recently got a letter that she shared with me from one of our listeners, and she wrote, "Dear Pam, thank you for allowing me to share what the Lord has done through Crown Financial Ministries for my family. Just last August, we were living paycheck to paycheck. We had an income of over $90,000, but had no idea where our money was going. The financial stress was absolutely sickening. Reaching out for help, I found Crown Financial Ministries online coaching, and we're very private people. So this was a safe and comfortable way for me to communicate. And I'm so grateful for you, Pam. I cannot tell you how blessed we were to receive hope, encouragement, resources, and prayer. Your willingness to see us through this and to continue to mentor us, even now, is what sets this ministry apart from others. We began our budget a year ago, and I can honestly tell you that we have not had the first overdraft since then, and we're blessed to be able to give as we ought. We are on the road to being completely debt-free. And oh, by the way, just this last month, we learned that I may lose my job within the next month. It's not caused us the first minute of financial stress, and I cannot tell you how devastating this would have been to my family last year at this time. I simply did two budgets, one if I had a job and one if I didn't have a job. Praise the Lord for His faithfulness for this ministry, and thank you for uniting our family and providing spiritual growth to understand how to manage money God's way." Can you imagine the blessing that Pam received from being available to do what God called her to do, to multiply and help others? Pam's motive to be financially free wasn't so that she could live an easy life. It was so she could help others. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking about the right financial activities matched with the right motives. You know, the scripture tells us that we can make plans, but the Lord judges the motives of our heart. And if we commit our activity, our plans to the Lord, that's when they succeed. And so I think it's so important that we understand not only what we should do, but why we should do it. And we've been talking about the motivation to get debt free is not so that you can serve no master. It's so that you can be free to serve only one master. Now, let's talk just a minute about giving. You know, giving can be done with a bad motive. It can be done to advance your own purposes. Or it can be done to make you feel better about yourself. There's all kinds of giving that's done that has nothing to do with God's purposes or with the right motive. And our motive ought to be to serve others and advance God's work. Listen to this motive from 2 Corinthians chapter 8. "And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty, it welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege," listen to this, "of sharing in this service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then to us in keeping with God's will. In other words, they wanted to serve others. They weren't giving for what they could get back. They weren't giving to draw attention to themselves. They weren't giving to impress anybody else. It said they first gave themselves to the Lord. In other words, they said, Lord, we're yours. Everything we have comes from you. So we want to give to advance your kingdom. And their motive was in line with God's will. So you can actually give with the wrong motives and not experience any of the joy and the blessings that God intends for you to have when you give. So the Lord wants us to give with the right attitude and the right motive. You know, I heard a story recently that really touched me. It was about a church that was had been in a certain area. It's actually in the Atlanta area for about 10 years, and they had been praying to reach a 10-mile radius around that small church. Their goal was to reach as many people as possible in this 10-mile radius that did not go to church, many who did not know the Lord. Well, during their time of prayer, it turns out that another church plant came within their area and actually bought the property across the street. And that church exploded in growth in just a short period of time. And it got so big, in fact, most every Sunday, the big church overflowed into the parking lot of the little church and took up all their spaces. Well, the pastor noticed this was happening week after week. So he called the pastor of the big church and said, I'd like to meet with you. He went across the street and he said, you know, we just realized as a congregation that God has answered our prayer. We've been praying for over 10 years to reach this community in this large radius around our little church plant, and we realize now that God has raised your church up to do it. So we're going to give you our parking lot. We haven't filled out our parking lot for years, and now it's yours. We want you to have it. Now that's living with the right motive of generosity. That's not seeing yourself trying to give something to get something back. That's submitting to God's will and for God's purposes. You know, another financial activity where we get tripped up with the wrong motive is in the area of savings. God calls us to save. It's wise to save. It's a part of His plan to save. He told us to consider the ant and be wise, who has no ruler, but stores up for the winter. God wants us to be savers. That's the right activity, but it has to be matched with the right motive. Now listen to the motive that he challenged this foolish farmer on. In Luke 12:16, the Lord told him this parable, that the ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop, and he thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. And then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And then I'll say to myself, you have plenty of goods laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Here's what the Lord said. The Lord said, you have the wrong motive. He didn't condemn this person for their wealth. He didn't condemn them for wanting to save the surplus. He said, you've got the wrong motive. This idea that you're going to lay up for yourself a surplus so that you can take life easy and eat, drink, and be merry is so detestable to me that I want to see you radically change your purpose. And so he said, this day your life will be demanded of you. Now have your priorities changed. And by the way, in this story, you know what's so interesting about it? This person was only thinking this to themselves. It said it was an internal attitude. And the Lord knew that attitude. The Lord knew that motive of greed. The Lord knew that the purpose for those savings were not to glorify Him, but to put the farmer in a position to do what I would call the American dream. You see, God doesn't want you to save money just so you'll have a surplus to spend on yourself. He wanted you to have extra resources so that you will have a surplus to serve Him and to serve others and to make His glory known. You know, this is a key area in the area of financial management, God's way. Not only doing the right activity, but having the right motive. When we come back, I want to talk to you about how to accomplish that and what else God says about the right motive towards the right financial activity. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we've been talking about the right financial activity matched with the right motive and how important it is that your motives line up with God's motives and God's purposes. You know, that story we told about Matt Emmons in the Olympics has a happy ending. Matt shot the wrong target and finished in eighth place in one of the events in the 2004 Olympics. There was a lady there who was also in the competition who noticed he was in pain over what had happened, and she struck up a conversation with him in order to help him work through that. Her name was Katarina. And Katarina and Matt became married a short time after the 2004 Olympics. And just this year, Katarina, in fact, just a few days ago, Katarina won a gold medal in the air rifle competition in the 2008 Olympics. And her husband, Matt, is back competing for two gold medals again. You see, no matter how off the mark you may have been, there's always an opportunity to recover. There's always an opportunity to be redeemed. And in my own life, my motives were totally wrong. I was doing many of the right financial activities, but I was aiming at the wrong target. My purpose wasn't aligned with God's purpose. And that may be where you're at, and you've heard what I've said today, and you want to be debt free, and you want to be more generous, and you want to save more money. But align those purposes with what God wants you to do it, with the right motives. In other words, say, Lord, I want to be debt free so that I can be free to serve you, and you can do with me whatever you want to do. You can send me wherever you want me to go. I want to be more generous so that your kingdom will grow and not my own personal purposes will be served by generosity. And I want to save not for how comfortable I can be in my latter parts of my life, but I want to save so that I'll be prepared to serve others in their time of need, and I'll be available to fulfill your purposes with whatever you want me to do with it. I'm not saving because I'm greedy. I'm not saving because I'm putting my hope in money, which is so temporal. And I'm not saving because I'm laying up for myself treasures on earth. I want to save so I can be prepared to do whatever it is you want me to do with those savings. You know, another one of our online money map coaches told me a story just again this week of a person who had saved 20% to buy their first house. And in the midst of getting ready to buy their first house ever, God put it on their heart to send that money to a missionary couple that they deeply loved. And so they took their entire down payment they'd saved and sent it to the missionary couple, only to find out that that couple had been praying and waiting for that exact amount of money to adopt twin girls from another country. And God had provided exactly what they had needed to accomplish that. Well, I hope you've been encouraged today to have the right financial activity with the right motive. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be back again on Monday.